Welcome back to Unshuck Yourself, a Recycle Corn Podcast self-help series. I'm your host, Ben DeLeon, and this month we're diving into something that sounds simple, but it's actually one of the hardest lessons most of us will ever learn. Gratitude. And not the kind you post about on social media or write down in a journal maybe once a year. I'm talking about the kind that changes how you see yourself, your life, and your direction. The kind that teaches you to stop chasing more long enough to notice that you more than likely already have enough. Because here's the reality of it. A lot of people aren't tired because life is too hard. They're tired because they're living in a constant loop of not enough yet. Not good enough. Not successful enough. Not loved enough. Not there yet. That kind of mindset quietly eats away at our peace. It doesn't matter how much you achieve or how much progress you make. If your inner meter is set to not enough, then nothing you will ever get will ever satisfy you. So what does it mean to reset that meter? To find the energy of enough? Well, we live in a world that rewards comparison. Everywhere you look, someone's got a better car, bigger house, a stronger relationship, or a faster timeline. And even when we know we shouldn't compare, we still scroll, we still measure, we still feel that ache in our chest that whispers, you're falling behind. But falling behind what exactly? Who decided where the finish line is? The truth is, the goalpost is always moving. And the reason it moves is because your brain's been trained to think that happiness is somewhere later. Later when you have that job. Later when you lose weight. Later when they finally see your worth. But what if later is a trap? What if everything you think you're chasing is already here, waiting for you to slow down long enough to notice? That's the energy of enough. When you stop fighting your own timeline and start realizing you're already in your becoming. So let's clear something up. Gratitude isn't about pretending everything's fine or giving up on wanting better. It's about understanding that contentment and ambition can coexist. You can appreciate what you have and still strive for growth. The difference is gratitude keeps you grounded while you grow. People confuse gratitude with complacency, but real gratitude doesn't make you lazy, it makes you clear. When you know what's already working in your life, you stop chasing from desperation and start creating from stability. That's how you move forward with power instead of panic. Because when your energy comes from enough, you make better choices, build healthier relationships, and attract opportunities that match your peace, not your panic. Let me ask you something. When was the last time you actually stopped and acknowledged what's right with your life, not just what's wrong? Most people only take inventory when things go bad. They start listing what's missing, what's broken, what's unfair. But gratitude flips that completely. Start with something small. Not just, I'm thankful for my family. Go deeper. I'm grateful that my body still gets me out of bed. I'm grateful for that one friend who always listens. I'm grateful that even after everything, I still care. Those little acknowledgments build momentum. When you make that kind of reflection a daily discipline, you start to feel a quiet shift. Not in your circumstance, but in your perception of your circumstance. You stop seeing lack everywhere and start seeing possibility. That's where peace begins. There will always be days when gratitude feels fake. Days when you don't feel blessed, you feel stuck. When it's hard to see the good because life's noise is too loud. And that's okay. Gratitude isn't about pretending things don't hurt. It's about noticing that pain and peace can exist at the same time. You can be tired and thankful. You can be grieving and grateful. You can be healing and hopeful. The energy of enough doesn't erase struggle. It helps you breathe through it without losing yourself in it. So here's what I want you to carry into this week. You don't have to earn the right to feel grateful. You don't have to wait until everything is perfect to appreciate where you are. Gratitude isn't a finish line. It's a lens. And the more you use it, the clearer life becomes. So tonight, before you close your eyes, ask yourself one question. What in my life already feels like enough, even if I've never stopped to notice it before? You might be surprised how much peace that simple question brings. Thank you for spending time with me today. Remember, the energy of enough isn't something you find once. It's something you choose again and again, especially when the world tells you not to. I'm Ben DeLeon, and this has been Unshuck Yourself. We'll see you next time.